Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has moved and called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, to receive from you, to be enlightened by you on a daily basis, to be blessed, encouraged, so as to bless and encourage others. Thank you for this word that just encourages us as the called out ones, as the bride of Christ, to really just bless one another and encourage one another to stay in the light as you in the light, so that the blood of Christ can cleanse us and keep us, and we can develop on schedule into the wonderful love plan that you have for us and you have for this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 7 from verse 5 to 7. When we arrived in Macedonia province, we couldn't settle down. The fights in the church and the fears in our hearts kept us on pins and needles. We couldn't relax because we didn't know how it would turn out. Then the God who lifts up the downcast lifted our heads and our hearts with the arrival of Titus. We were glad just to see him, but the true reassurance came in what he told us about you, how much you cared, how much you grieved, how concerned you were for me. I went from worry to tranquility in no time.
Hallelujah. It's beautiful just to see us, the bride, as the called out ones, as the body of Christ. We there to inspire, and we can see here Titus, him coming in that day. He's an inspiration. When he comes, he brings light. But that's how we all need to be. We are light. We received light. We are in the light. And now we've got to walk in the light. So it's staying conscious of the Lord, his presence and his provision, and then being a light, not darkness, being a blessing, not a curse, being an answer, not a problem. So our lives represent the kingdom, represent our Lord, represent the reality of this new life. We were once in darkness, but praise God, we've been translated now into the kingdom of the Son of his love, together with the King. Amen. Working together with him, our labor is not in vain, and the grace of God is to our gain. So that's it. We need to know the old things have passed away, so we leave the bitterness, the backbiting, the finger pointing, all the things that we once were a part of in the kingdom of darkness, because now in the kingdom of light, whenever darkness comes or these situations are dark, we draw close to the Lord and we get light, and then we stay in that light. So we are fragrance, the fragrance of life, we are the fragrance of Christ, and he always leads us in triumph. And yes, like Paul here at one time, he was concerned of how they would take his encouragement when he told them to listen, turn from darkness. You need to correct that brother there with you. You can't stay in the light and you accommodate in darkness. So you need to correct. And then he was so encouraged and motivated when he heard they have turned, they are on the road. You see, when we move out of love, we move out of the path. When we move out of love, we can move into bitterness, and then it can just be a horrible pit again, until we turn back to the Lord and we stay in the light as he's in the light. So that's encouragement, guys. You are the fragrance of God. You are ambassadors of light, to bring the light of God's love to your family, to your community, and to the world. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.